Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Chad Moutre, Chief Economist for the National Association of Manufacturers, NAM.org. Chad, tell us about NAM.
We are 120 years old, the largest trade association dedicated to manufacturing. We have 14,000 members in every state. All of the state associations and 260 vertical associations are members. So.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to move policy and keep us more competitive. I know we talked earlier just having a strong pro-growth message is out there, and we're trying to make sure that in this presidential silly season that everyone's talking about manufacturing on both sides of the aisle. So.
Well, we need to make the economy front and center because this country can't stand 8 more years of what we've had already. You agree with that?
I do.
I think I'm channeling your members when I say we've got anti-business policies and rhetoric coming out of Washington that's killing the economy.
We need smart tax reform. We need regulations that aren't choking our members. You know, that's the reason why those are the top issues that are out there. Health, as you mentioned earlier, health reform, doing something about rising health care costs.
Yeah.
Workforce development, you and I have talked about that before.
We got 4 million jobs going wanting in the United States right now.
And even trade agreements. I think, you know, we need to be able to open up new markets, especially at a time when those dollar headwinds are significant and global competition is really hurting us. We need something that kind of helps to level that playing field. And tax reform and opening new markets, I think, are a huge key to that.
You called 2016 the election, the silly season, and you're right. And so if you know, my dad used to call what I think we're going to see coming up, he used to call that a can of worms. He'd say, man, we got a real can of worms here. When you think about the election, we think about how what's going on in the Republican Party right now. You think about the terrorism, the specter of terrorism in the United States right now, China's economy is on the ropes. We got other issues. We got demographic challenges all over the world. That's a can of worms, isn't it, for the global economy next year?
And you know, in my view, is 2016 is a pivotal election again. I think that you know we've been punting on a lot of issues.
Mm-hmm.
We keep saying we'll wait till the next president. Well, this is the time when we select that next president.
Yeah.
I think a lot of really tough decisions are going to be had in 2017, 2018, and on. And we have to be smart about it. And I think as manufacturers, we need to make sure that not only are we voting for a pro-manufacturing candidate, but we make sure we educate our employees as well. We actually have an election center on our website. We're directing our members to make sure that their employees are educated about the issues. And obviously it's nonpartisan. Just a resource for them, but we want to make sure that get out the vote employee education takes place.
Well, you know, it's hard to be nonpartisan when you've got an administration that is attacking you, Chad. I mean, like they attacked Boeing in South Carolina, like they're attacking franchise industry right now with their categorization of employees and contractors.
I agree with that.
When they're taking the internet over and calling it a utility.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I agree with all of those things. I mean, certainly there are issues where we can work with the administration, and we have. Export-import bank reauthorization, workforce development, a whole host of other issues. But there are, as you noted, and we could probably cite even more, there are also areas where they're making life a little tougher. So. And that, again, kind of hinges for why this next election is so important, I think, for us, is that we need to make sure that, regardless of whether you're a Republican or Democrat, you're out there talking about issues that are important to manufacturers and pro-growth, that pro-growth message.
Well, I think everybody understands that the Republican Party is the party of business. I don't think anybody would be surprised to hear about that. And when the Republican Party is kind of freaking out right now, that's kind of unsettling, isn't it?
It is, because you know, we have actually, like, take the XM Bank, for instance, which I know you and I have talked about in the past.
Yep.
The real obstacle to that was Republicans.
Yeah, I agree.
And not every Republican is singing a pro-growth message right now, and that's unfortunate.
That's right. Yeah, that's my point. No, I'm an XM Bank supporter.
Yeah,
are surprised to find that out. But I know small manufacturers who need XM Bank. I know them. I know the children.
Well, we are lucky that we got it reauthorized. So that's
and literally just happened. Hey, Chad, I'm proud of you, buddy. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Jim.
Come back to see us. Chad Moutray, ladies and gentlemen, National Association of Manufacturers. He's a really smart guy. We're lucky to have him giving us a good report like he does all the time. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.